11 coal-fired power facilities have been shut down, and at least seven more are expected to follow suit between now and 2030. Cindy Pascalina asked Dr. Simon Wright, Research Principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, what the governments have in store for our National Energy Transition Plan.
This has obviously changed in the last 12 months or so. There have been some major political changes across the country, and the federal government is now starting to set some ambitious goals around our transition to clean energy. At the same time, some of the states have been doing amazing things in accelerating their own state-based transitions to renewables. Even though we haven't had a very cohesive approach at a national level, at a state level, there's still been a lot of action. So things aren't as bad, I think, as some people have thought. And particularly now with the changes politically, we have some clear goals of getting to 80% of renewables by 2030 and of reducing our carbon emissions by 42% by 2030.
So given the rate at which our coal plants are closing right now, do you think that the Australia Transition Plan is long overdue?
If we want to increase fairness and equity to give households access to clean energy, we have to move as quickly as we possibly can away from fossil fuels and embrace clean energy. Not only will this deliver cheaper power prices, but it's an incredible investment opportunity for Australia. We have so much great knowledge and technology here in clean energy. We lead the world in many fields, and it's a great source of export income for us, as well as giving us energy security domestically. So yes, I think that the transition is long overdue, and it's a very exciting opportunity for us all. It creates jobs, particularly in regional areas where we need more employment, and it reduces energy prices, and importantly, it reduces our reliance on fossil fuels and the cost and the pollution associated with those.
The Greens and many union groups, such as the Australian Council of Trade Unions, have supported the idea of creating a national energy transition authority as the key step to support the transitions. How effective is this compared to given regional development program that already exists?
It's hard to say how good it will be, because we're obviously speculating, but all I can say is that if we look at other regions around the world, Europe is a great example. The European Union have created a transition authority looking at the transition away from coal in historically strong mining areas. And those transition authorities have been very effective in making sure that the views of all stakeholders and all parts of the community are reflected. Because obviously, transitioning away from coal has a massive impact in areas that are reliant upon coal mining. The Hunter in New South Wales is obviously a great example of that. And it's really important that we don't just think about the transition to clean energy as purely positive. We have to be balanced. There are obviously impacts on mining communities, and we have to make sure that those jobs are safeguarded, and we need to make sure that there are transition pathways for employment for those communities.
But do you think that an establishment of national authority will only lead to a duplication of government function?
There are, as you say, there are many stakeholders involved, and yet nobody has ownership of the whole issue holistically. So I'd welcome the introduction of a transition authority to really take clear ownership and to avoid key issues slipping through the gaps, which I think is the danger of this multi-tiered and quite complicated approach that we currently have.
Experts point to Germany's central planning as a model for Australia to follow. What do you think is the reasons behind that?
We can learn a lot from Germany. Germany just this weekend, turned off its last nuclear power station, and Germany has funded its transition to renewable energy very effectively in the last decade. But Germany has also done wonderful things in terms of looking at other aspects of low-carbon transitions, particularly in terms of energy efficiency. And Germany doubled its energy efficiency in a remarkably short period of time. So doing more with less.
We talk about Germany's and other successful countries in the Europe's. What can we learn from other nations which are less successful in trying to navigate the transitions?
I think what we can learn is that if we have an over-reliance on on fossil fuels, and particularly fossil fuels imported from overseas. That really makes our energy system very vulnerable to shocks. But I also think that there are some very clear signals from many of our overseas customers, particularly the European Union and the United States, that we need to transition quickly, because if we don't, we will not attract investment capital, green investment capital, to our the products and services that we market overseas.
Dr. Simon Wright, Research Principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report from Cindy Pascalina.